A man has been sentenced to 6 months in jail and 12 months of probation for spraying racist graffiti onto a poster outside a Richmond optical retailer in 2021. Chow Wong, who was in custody, appeared in person with a Mandarin interpreter before the Richmond Provincial Court on Wednesday to receive his sentence. Richmond Provincial Court Judge Bonnie Craig noted that the language in Wang's graffiti was disgusting, and that he also drew a swastika and what appeared to be a rope or a belt around the neck of a male model, which she said was indicative of lynching. Craig considered pre-sentence reports from Wang's previous conviction submitted by the Crown, which indicated prevalent racist attitudes towards South Asian and Black communities. She also took into account Wang's history of related convictions, which included defacing a poster depicting an African woman as well as assaulting an older Black woman on a Vancouver bus by punching her in the face multiple times. Craig stated that Wang needed to be specifically deterred, as he had committed similar offenses in the past and hasn't learned from the sentences. My sentence must make it very clear to him that if he continues to offend in this manner, his jail sentences will simply get higher and higher and higher. While dispensing the sentence, Craig expressed that it was unfortunate. Wang did not seem to understand the impact of his racist beliefs and actions. Mr. Wang is also a member of a minority community that, particularly in the past 2 years, has suffered from racial discrimination, she said. I would have hoped that Mr. Wang would understand how demeaning and hurtful comments in the nature he wrote on the poster could be against the members of the community and the Black community in this situation. Wang's sentence also includes conditions to not possess any paint, dye, or spray paint cans outside his residence and to attend any counseling or education programs as directed by his probation officer. Referencing case law, Craig pointed out that while the court must express society's abhorrence of this conduct, it should take a balanced approach and not impose punishment for the beliefs and opinions. Continuous and bizarre behavior. Wang's continuous offenses and bizarre behavior also led the court to discuss his mental health, and while he was not aware of any concerns, Wang acknowledged that he would like mental health assistance. Craig hopes that by participating in counseling, Mr. Wang will gain some insight into the harmful consequences of his behavior. Richmond News had reported in May 2021 that an older Asian male was filmed spray-painting a swastika and hateful words on an advertisement for an eyewear company featuring a Black male model near Aberdeen Center. Wang, 65, was identified as the suspect by his probation officer, and while he initially denied the charges, he ultimately pleaded guilty to promoting hatred and mischief under $5,000. Having received a Bachelor of Arts and Master of Arts in China, Wang used to teach art to high school students and was a teaching assistant at a local university, the court heard. Since he moved to Canada, his employment has been temporary casual jobs. Wang continues to face charges in relation to allegedly slashing a Shen Yun performing arts event banner and uttering threats at performers in Port Coquitlam.